Good hot already morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and at season 3 episode 39, the week that was for May 16th, 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. What a week this past week was. LBJ, the Great Society, Keystone exams, activity points, more Keystone exams, a class-wide ed puzzle, class discussion, senior send-off week, some good weather, some rain, some cold weather, a lot of sunshine, and so much more. All of this in this week's episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast Sinat. I can't believe we're on episode 39 already. Time flies. Speaking of time, we'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. So we're going to start off the episode as usual with the student email of the week. And this week's student email of the week is from Name and Period Withheld Due to Student Confidentiality. Mr. Sal, are you going to miss our class once we become juniors, or are you going to be glad that you will not have us? Well, told you guys this whole last 9 weeks, and I meant what I said. Not only will I miss your class, but I have to say I'm going to miss all my classes. That's not a wishy-washy comment either. I'm not saying it just to make people happy. You guys were a great group of kids. We came out of, yesterday talking with Mr. Yates for my year-end interview. We came out of a rough year and a half, and I think we did okay. We, had some bumps in the beginning of the year. We're still getting quarantined. We had some people out sick. We didn't get as far as I wanted to get with the class, but that's okay. We got through. We got pretty much almost everyone through in one piece. So we're wrapping up the year, and you guys were a good group of kids to come back with. I shouldn't say kids, young adults. Good group of young adults to come back with. But we're almost through. We're almost at the end, and I have to say I will be sad to see you guys go. But the expanded goodbye is a story for another episode. I don't want to get into that and get all wishy-washy and sad and teary-eyed in this episode because we still have some time to go. But thank you for the question. I definitely will miss you guys. But my door's always open for you as long as they don't limit the number of people and social distance us again, we'll be okay. So thank you for your question. I hope that answers your question sufficiently. Remember, you can submit an email to my school email with the phrase student email of the week in the subject. Place your class question or comment in the body of the email, and your email may make the podcast. You also get enrichment points for your effort. We're going to move on to the class updates. And as I hinted at in the opening, this past week, all classes were busy. We started the week with a quizzes activity on JFK and LBJ. I was out on a rainy personal day. Mrs. Whipple was in for me and said everyone worked well. So shout out to you guys for that expected behavior. Expect you guys to not give anyone grief while I'm gone. It was senior send-off week. I forget what Monday was, but I wasn't there, so it doesn't matter. But Tuesday was graphic t-shirt day for the senior send-off week, which I forgot about. So I didn't wear a graphic t-shirt. Sorry, I was weak. Didn't get that taken care of. I forgot about it while I was out. But most of you keystoned in biology. Well, those of you that didn't had time to make up work in my class for any other class you owed work in, I didn't proctor. But those of you that were there, we did some, ask Mr. Sal stuff, clarify some notes, and if you owed me work or owed work for another class, worked on that. That was a good catch-up day. Wednesday, we finished up the notes on LBJ in his social program labeled The Great Society or The War on Poverty. Remember, things started out with the civil rights legislation to support his program. then we got into the actual programs. You're having to address a complex issue such as poverty requires effort from many angles. So we discussed those angles and moved on from there. And as my paper sticks together. So we did the run-up last week of the civil rights legislation to try and give everyone an equal playing field and have everyone play by the same set of rules. There's discussion as to whether or not that was successful, but that was the attempt. Then we got into this actual economic opportunity program. We lumped this consumer protection and environmental and transportation programs into general categories as an overview of the programs, not into the specific details. That included the class notes, the end of Mr. Hughes' Ed puzzle video, which we watched as a class, and some time to complete ode work. That was also Beach Theme Wednesday. I was sporting my Hawaiian shirt and shorts. Felt like summer outside. Life was good. And then we rolled into Thursday. Thursday, we all keystoned in literature. Talking about fun. Let's talk about anything else. Just about anything else than keystones, please. I have to say, even my emergency dental appointment was more enjoyable. Although I didn't have to have anything done. I have a chipped tooth, but all is good. So those of you that were concerned, thank you very much. Some of you were kind of bummed when I said, nope, not missing any days because I'm okay. Some sad faces, some tears were shed by some of you. Sorry about that, but hey, all's well. Thursday was grout day. We were to dress in all gray. I believe it symbolized the enthusiasm for the standardized tests. At least it did for me. It was kind of like a lot of people did the Soviet gray. I did a two-tone gray. It was a good day. And that takes us to Friday. Pause for drama and a sip of coffee. We blooketed all day. We did two blookets, one on JFK in the early 60s, the other on LBJ and his programs. We mixed in some JFK in that one. I posted the blookets in Friday's folder for you to practice and review. That's in Schoology. Friday was clash day, so I went with the work shirt and shorts. The theme, not so much the color pattern, because I usually clash color patterns anyway. Even though I work with a basic palette of clothes, a lot of times they don't quite match up. So I went with theme, casual shorts, work shirt. I was going to go with full dress shirt and tie, but that was too AC/DC-ish and didn't want to get into the 70s and 80s rock genre at that time. Yin's guys were encouraged and had time every day to make up any owed work. As I mentioned earlier in this podcast, if you owe work in my class, you were given time in class. Grades are due, and we'll get into that later, coming up next week, so all assignments have to be in before grades are due. Otherwise, there's a good chance they're not going to get graded. So make sure you have your work turned in. And realistically, there's no reason, unless you were absent last week, there's no reason for anyone to owe me any work because I've given you plenty of time to get caught up. If you missed any of the notes or want to revisit any notes, please let me know. I've been learning the new interactive whiteboard / television, and I can share the notes out as needed. So if you need any help with those, send me an email. I'll send you the link to the notes. Also, I'm available during homeroom period 2 and have study hall period 3, so I can assist you during those times if you need any assistance. Otherwise, see me to make an appointment for help and we can work out a time that works for all of us. Also, all library books were due back in the library by this past Friday, May 20th. That's yesterday as I'm recording this episode. So please make sure you got your library books back. Any questions? Well, I'll tell you what, I am going to go refill my coffee, and I will be right back after this. All right, everybody. We are back and we're rolling into this podcast. We're at almost 11 minutes and we still have some time to go, things to cover. It is craziness. It's a long one. Yeah, maybe not so long. We'll see. Wait. That was the, and I just shut my phone down. Oh my goodness. It's one of those mornings, everybody. One of those mornings. There we go. I guess it was more symbolic. Getting into all that fun symbolism and all that fun stuff with the, in the spirit of the literature, Keystones. The optional enrichment assignments are now closed. They will return next school year. Some of you, I don't know what I'm teaching yet, so I don't know if I'm getting psychology back or not. I will probably have my US-2. The psychology is the question mark. So I may not have you guys next year in class, but the optional enrichment assignments will return for any and all classes I am teaching next year that may pertain to you, that may not. We shall see. So now we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. It's now time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. And this dad joke of the week is brought to you by bestlife.com. And this actually has some real world application and truth. I have to tell you, my neighbor raises chickens. He taught one of his hens to regularly count her eggs. I don't know why I can't say regularly on a regular basis. My neighbor taught one of his hens to regularly count her eggs. She's a real mathma-chicken. What? Mathma-chicken. Get it? I thought that joke, I thought that joke was appropriate and on topic with the algebra keystones looming on the horizon Tuesday. Thought that was a good one for you guys. We're going to preview next week's classes. It is the last week of classes that we're actually going to be doing work. Preview pertains to all classes. So, the last assessment of the year is going to be on Monday. It covers JFK and LBJ. We've been reviewing those topics with the booklets. You reviewed with the quizzes. The quizzes is posted in Monday's folder from last week, and that's still open. And the booklets are posted in Friday's folder in each Schoology class. That's Monday. The reason why it's Monday, kids were asking, why can't it be later? Because we have a lot of absenteeism. We're going to have kids making up keystones. If you miss the quiz, that puts you in a bad position. I'd rather have it Monday. Most of you will be there. And then if you miss, we can get you caught up and get that grade in before grades close out. Grades are due at the end of the week. So any makeup work has to be in to me as soon as possible, because if you turn it in towards the end of the week, it may not get graded. So Tuesday, I get to proctor the algebra keystones. And during my end of the year meeting with Mr. Yates, I asked him some questions, and there is no truth to the rumor that that I saw on TikTok about your algebra scores being used to arrange you into the houses of Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and Ravenclaw next year, like in that movie series that we've talked about several times throughout class. There's no truth to that rumor that I was, I saw. So, do well on your algebra keystones. Those of you that aren't taking the algebra keystones, you will be going to one of the commons areas. I will let you know which one that is Monday in class. I will be proctoring, so I will not be in homeroom probably through period 7. Usually period 8 we get together, and period 9. That day will just be a, if you owe me anything, get it done. We'll just chill out in class. Now, Friday we'll be finishing up with grades. Computers will be turned in. Grades will be submitted. The time we have left in class, like Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be doing makeup work and some in-class activities to help you with your grades. Along with that, we'll be listening to some old school music on the albums and looking into some cultural, pop cultural movies of different regions and TV shows. We'll be doing that, and we'll be doing some activities with that in class next week. I'm going to take one more brief break before we wrap up this episode. And I'm back to wrap this up. School announcements for the week are as follows. Check out What's Up New Brighton, the internet show. It's informative. It is fun. We posted our May show this upcoming week on Monday. Pizza party for What's Up New Brighton after school was supposed to be Monday. It is being moved due to a change in the faculty meeting date. I will let you know. I'm hoping to have it Wednesday. I know everyone's busy on Tuesday, but I'm going to try and make it Wednesday. And I will let you know how that goes come Monday. What's Up New Brighton also has a TikTok channel. Look for content coming out there, more content coming out there shortly. There are some things on there. Did you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over this summer? Check out the upcoming episode of What's Up New Brighton, special episode on how to accomplish this. Also, your local library has ebooks and the Brooklyn Public Library. Any teenager using their school email can request an library card free of charge to access ebooks from the Brooklyn, that's in Brooklyn, New York, library. As I previously mentioned several times and tied in the dad joke of the week to this, the algebra keystones will be given on Tuesday, May 24th. I will be proctoring. Many of you will be keystoning. Yay! So, as always, I want to mention several things about this podcast. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like something that is said, please, please send me constructive criticism. I do not mind that. If you like what you hear, feel free to send me props in the email also. Don't get mad at anyone else. Get mad at me if you don't like what's going on. If you like it, send the credit my way. Second, as always, there are several organizations I like to talk about and some websites that do good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. That is PAECT.org. And speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT pod. It's a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT. Interview interesting guests and share best practices along with tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, which now PAECT pod has its own YouTube channel, and anywhere you find great podcasts. Not only am I a listener and subscriber to the PAECT pod, I am also a co-host. So yes, there is bias there, everybody. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in PA and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that accesses the outside world or go to 211.org to find local social services in your area. And that covers the United States, and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211. Dial it on any phone that reaches the outside world or any internet connected device. Go to 211.org and they will get you in touch with local social services to help you out of your situation. We're getting into construction season. So the website 511PA.com is added to this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially summertime construction season, wintertime with snow plows and snow closures and delays, accident information. It's all posted on 511PA.com. Shows you driving conditions across the state, where locations of PennDOT snow plows are. Hopefully there are snow plows out this time of year. Has traffic cams that show live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. I've used this resource multiple times in the winter. I use it in the summer when I travel. Check out 511PA.com. Well, everybody, dramatic pause for a sip of coffee. That wraps up this week's show, and we are at 21:48 as I speak. Not the longest episode, but not one of the shorter ones either. Have a great rest of your weekend. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. I will see you Monday in class. Today is going to be super hot and sweltering. I will be outside all day, but I will be doing it safely so I don't overheat and have health issues. Once again, I want to thank my daughter for the theme music. The booklets are posted if you need it. There's a quizzes posted if you need it. Enjoy your weekend. Don't spend your weekend indoors staring at your phone. Get outside safely and do some activities. Enjoy the weather. It's been a long time since we had good weather. Have a good one, and I will see you Monday.